again, in a non-protocol situation, which everybody's in at this point, in terms of post 5 years of tamoxifen, what's happening in your practice?
Well, in my practice, the issue with the MA17 study is that although we might switch a woman over to letrozole today, we are not going to have data in the near future to tell us how long we should give that treatment for, nor are we going to have data as to the overall survival benefit. So although the early signals in terms of toxicity and efficacy are quite strong, it looks like a safe and effective intervention, there's always this doubt in the back of my mind as to what the long-term effects are going to be, particularly on bone. And in addition, I'm disappointed that we don't have the survival signal nor the possibility of getting a survival signal from that study. So I must admit I am somewhat more enthusiastic with the Coombs data, where the switch to adjuvant exemestane after initiating tamoxifen seems to be giving a very strong effect. It is a 2.5-year intervention, which is by definition half as expensive as a 5-year of letrozole course. And in addition, these women would be done at 5 years. And there's a lot to be said with putting breast cancer behind you and trying to carry on life without a constant reminder that you had an illness over 5 years ago.
So does that mean that most of your patients then are not receiving letrozole post 5 years of tamoxifen?
That's correct.
And what situations are you doing it?
Well, certainly in women where we have this discussion, if they are convinced, despite the uncertainties, that they wish to pursue this, it's an available drug in Canada and can be given to them. It's not approved by Health Canada, nor to my knowledge by the FDA, for this indication. And it's always nice, of course, to be able to tell patients that this strategy has been given the ultimate scrutiny and the stamp of approval by the health authorities.
Do you try to look at what the risk of relapse is going to be at that point in time? For example, in a node-positive patient, maybe more likely to use it?
Well, I think the data we have to date does suggest that the node-positive patients are having a larger absolute benefit in terms of disease-free survival, in terms of distant disease-free survival, than the node-negative population. This is sort of what we'd expect from the biology of the disease, so that doesn't come as a big surprise to me at all. I'm not at all yet comfortable with what I've heard reported by Dr. Goss regarding the survival signal in the node-positive population on the MA17 study. And the reason that I'm not comfortable with it is that there were basically 11 analyses done at that point. Those were the secondary endpoints of the study. There weren't enough events to actually formally do the analysis, but of course it was not expected that there would be additional events because the trial had been closed for understandable reasons. Certainly on the basis of the disease-free survival, they felt that the trial should be closed. However, they went beyond that to analyze and report subgroup analyses when the required events for the analyses hadn't occurred. So I always am a little leery about those kind of non-protocol scheduled analyses. What I do notice is that there's heterogeneity in the survival results. Overall, the trial does not give a statistically significant survival signal. And no one would expect that with 2.5 years of follow-up. I can't think of a hormonal therapy trial where you're seeing survival advantage at 2.5 years. However, the node-negative population, if you look at it numerically, there were more deaths on the letrozole arm than there were in the placebo arm, whereas in the node-positive group, the inverse is the case. So here we're seeing heterogeneity of the signal. So that also leads me to take that with a grain of salt. I'm not saying that a full 5 years of letrozole wouldn't provide a survival advantage in node-positive breast cancer. I'm simply saying that the trial doesn't give particularly strong evidence or support for that statement.